All right, let's move on now. Joining us is John Lee, President and CEO at MKS Instruments. It's a NASDAQ-listed company. He's here to discuss earnings as well as that acquisition of Carlisle's Atotech. John, good morning. Good evening to you. We want to talk about that acquisition, of course, but of course we're Bloomberg. We need to dig into some of the issues in the supply chain, in the chip industry and the like. On that second quarter earnings call, MKS said it's still going to be supply constrained throughout the year. Can you give us kind of an update on the supply and backlog situation, how long your chip equipment customers have to wait to get your products now, et cetera?
Yeah, sure, and thanks for having us on. We still remain supply chain constrained. You know, some of the components that we've seen in the past, electronic components, remain constrained. But I think things are getting a little better. The industry and MKS themselves are handling it better with much more collaboration between us and our suppliers and our customers. So things are gradually getting better, but it still remains a constrained environment.
The acquisition of Atotech, I'm curious about why and what it brings to you, and then also what are you expecting from the integration process?
Yes. Well, you know, MKS is a strategy of being a provider of foundational technologies for advanced electronics, next generation electronics. And the best example is your smartphone. And in that smartphone, of course, is semiconductors, which are always getting better. But inside as well are all these other components. And these other components require packaging, and the packaging is where Atotech plays. So they're the leader in putting the metal interconnects in these packages that allows all these chips to work together. And so with Atotech and with the legacy MKS, we believe we are now the broadest supplier enabling the next generation of electronics.
Hey, John, with the U.S. efforts to reshore chip production, how beneficial will that be for your business? How will your company benefit from the CHIPS Act?
Well, we certainly will benefit as more fabs get built. But, you know, in the way MKS looks at it is the fabs that get built, no matter where they're built, they're going to need advanced equipment to make those chips. And MKS provides, you know, 85% of the various components that go into that equipment. So we're really looking at really overall demand of the semiconductor industry and the fabs that get built. Certainly having it built in the United States is beneficial, but we really look at where the total number of fabs are being built, regardless of where the geography is.
One positive note, I know you spoke to this a little bit, but I wanted to get to this note from Susquehanna Financial Group that chip delivery times shrank again in August, and that could be a sign that the global shortage of semiconductors is easing further. Can you shed any light on that?
Yeah, that's certainly, you know, we read the same things, and we're seeing some of that in our own supply chain. You know, and the semiconductor industry does go through cycles, and many companies have looked at DRAM being the next area, memory being the next area that might go through kind of a dip. But, you know, we've been through this many times in our 60-year history in semiconductors. We have a playbook. We know how to react to it. And actually, downturns are great times to continue investing in R&D and come out even stronger.
Hey, John, your major customer, Lam Research, mentioned in its latest earnings call that the U.S. is now forbidding American equipment suppliers to ship equipment that can make 14-nanometer or more advanced chips to China. Do you see a big impact from the new U.S. restrictions?
Yeah, it's hard to tell. Certainly, we're going to be abiding by any kind of laws that the United States puts there. But as I said before, you know, if the equipment doesn't go to China to have the chips built in China, they'll go somewhere else. And as I said, we are going to be the provider for some of that critical technology, no matter where that chip is built.
And I'd like to hear a comment just about overall demand. A lot of people are worried about, because of what we've seen from semiconductors, that it's a kind of a leading indicator on perhaps the economy turning lower. Do you see that? How is your business?
Our business remains really strong, actually, and you know the bookings and the backlog remain very strong. As I said earlier, we're still supply chain constrained. You know, things can change. We read the same things where you know, chip demand could be going down. But as I said, we really look at chip demand in the long term. And long term, semiconductor chip demand, I think we could all agree, is a great place to be. It's ubiquitous in all of our lives, and so we're really bullish about the long term trends for semiconductor demand.
Well, in the next 6 months or so, we're going to likely have even higher interest rates and a possible recession. How are you factoring those in?
Well, certainly, you know, we have a playbook. If things do turn down a little bit, we have a variable cost structure. We've done this many times. We watch costs. We watch our bookings and very quickly react to that. And so we've done that pretty well over the last 60 years.
So biggest challenge at the moment then?
Our biggest challenge is getting parts so we can ship. As I said, we're still supply chain constrained.
All right, John, thanks very much for being with us. Best of luck. John Lee, President and CEO at MKS Instruments, discussing MKS earnings and also the acquisition of Atotech.